Welcome to The Fourth Age, a Wheel of Time podcast, brought to you by DragonMount.com. This is Ben.
And this is Carrie. Welcome to Episode 5. This podcast is dedicated to the epic fantasy series, The Wheel of Time, by Robert Jordan.
There are a total of 11 books in the series, and 12 is currently being written. Thanks, everyone, for joining us for Week 5 of the Fourth Age Wheel of Time podcast. We don't have much news to go into this week. We're going to try and get as much of the podcast part of it right in, because we have a lot to talk about this week. The only item that I really want to talk about is our Fourth Age Music Contest is still ongoing. Please send your emails to our regular email address, podcast@dragonmount.com. And we're just gonna move right in to the podcast. We're this week, week five, is a little bit of a special episode. We're going to be talking this week about a Wheel of Time movie / TV series. What do you guys think? A movie or TV series for Wheel of Time?
I'd love to see a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I just don't know if it can be done without cutting a lot of the plot out, like a lot of the secondary and smaller plots. And I don't know, a TV series, like a mini series or something, might be better, but like it was mentioned before, you don't always get the good
storylines.
I don't know how they're gonna do with showing the weaves and all the true power, one power, everything. I don't know if a television series would be able to get that across with, I can't think right now, but I don't think they'd have a big enough budget, I guess is what I'm saying, to do it. But to get all of the, everything in that we'd want to see as fans, I think that's the only way to do it. I don't know.
Well, if they did it, this is my opinion. I think it would have to be done. I think you're exactly right. In order to make a thing that we'd want to see, the TV series would just be such a short budget,
mm-hmm.
and they wouldn't have the good actors. They wouldn't have the high quality things. You might not have it on at a really good time, and you know whatever that you know your complaints may be for a TV series. But I think if they were going to do it, a TV or a movie company would have to be willing to take a big risk and do the 4-hour movie. You know, right now, 3 hours is the longest movie you'll ever really see released out in the movie theaters. I think they'd have to start a new market for, like I said, the 4-hour movie, which I'd go see a 4-hour movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go there, and I'd get my free refills of popcorn, and I'd drink, 2.5 gallons of Pepsi and, all that stuff, and I would be there, man. I would love to see a 4-hour movie, especially whenever it's, something really cool. I really think they could do it. That the 3-hour movie with the way they did Lord of the Rings was obviously incredibly successful. It would take a lot of dedication. It would take a lot of hard work. But there's a lot more technology out there. It's advancing every day, and I would like to see a movie. I think that would be the best way for it to be done. It would have to be a long movie.
Yeah.
But I think they could. I think they could do it and make it interesting. There's enough talented people out there in the movie business that they could make it interesting and. I think they can make it sell, which is what all that matters in Hollywood.
Yeah. I would sit there for 6 hours to see it, just to get that in.
Yeah.
Right. And especially with the marketing materials. And obviously, if there's a movie or even a TV series, you're going to have more access to things like, obviously, there's Swords out now, but there'd be a lot more stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Things that people could collect a little bit more than things that we can collect now. We can collect the books, nice copies of the books and a few odds and ends here and there. But I think it'd be interesting if it actually did get a quote-unquote big-time spotlight. I think there'd be a little bit more. And that would be exciting. That would be really exciting to go out and buy a little toy of Rand.
Yeah, a little action figure Rand.
Right, a little action figure. So speaking of Rand, what we'll do is we'll talk about 10 of the most popular characters in Wheel of Time first, because we'll probably talk about them for a while. First, we'll go through them. Each of us will say who our pick is. We won't really go into the why yet, and then after we get through the first 10, then we'll talk about that a little bit. Then, depending on the end, we'll go through maybe a few more. First person on the list, and I will start, is going to be Rand. I think everyone has their own picture of who Rand would be in their minds. It took me actually a while to think of the person that I wanted. But I think I finally settled on James Franco from Spider-Man. He actually plays.
Yes! me too!
Really, really.
That's awesome.
In the third movie, I think he's going to have a bigger part in the third movie. If anyone doesn't know, he was in both the first movie and the second movie. I haven't seen them in a while. I know he is the son of the bad guy in the first movie, the Goblin son, right? What was the name of the character that he played? Ben, do you remember?
The Green Goblin. James Franco's character?
Yeah, James Franco's character. He was the son.
I don't know what it was, but he was the owner of biotech in the second one, you know, the owner's son, then he became
yes.
the owner in the second one.
Yes, exactly. I think, I think it was probably his hair, and that's probably not the right reason to go into it. But anyway, Ben, what's yours? What's your pick for Rand?
My pick is the same as yours, man. James Franco.
Really?
I thought that was an excellent selection. One, because he's a really talented actor. In Spider-Man, his performances were excellent.
Mm-hmm.
He can be subtle. He can be aggressive. He can be tortured. He can have Luce Theron's brain, voice in his head. He is my perfect pick. I think you did a good job there, Jason.
Wow,
thank
cool.
you.
Thank I
you.
Never even thought of him at all. I like
who
him.
Did you think of?
I didn't realize. I didn't realize. I guess is he tall? Is he very tall?
Yeah.
Is
yeah, he is
oh.
actually.
He towers over Tobey Maguire.
He certainly does.
Wow. I like him too, actually. But I picked, which completely surprised me because I was never a fan of this person before, but I picked Ryan Reynolds only because after I saw Amityville Horror, and he's like 6'3" mm-hmm. or something, so I don't know if he's not tall enough, but I'm sure they could. But I just thought when I saw that and he was going all cuckoo and stuff, I figured, oh, I could see him like trapped in the box and just going mental. I don't know, like, as soon as I saw that movie, that's what came to my mind for whatever reason. Because I'm always thinking about this all the time whenever I'm watching things. That's my husband and I were talking about that when we saw it. So that's who I picked.
Next yeah. character. Now, I actually do not have a pick for this. There's a lot of people that I think are perfect for the role, but I really couldn't settle on one person, so we'll go right to Ben. Matt. Ben, who do you think Matt would be? Who do you think
would
play Matt?
I tell you what, we're a lot alike, apparently, Jason, because I had a really tough time picking out Matt.
Mm-hmm.
What I eventually ended up doing is cheating. there was a website that you guys sent to us, and it had a list of some dude who had all his picks out there, and the guy didn't make a bad pick. I'm not sure if it would be a great pick because I don't think he's a talented enough actor to really do a perfect job. But Jake Gyllenhaal as Matt.
I saw that. Yeah,
kind of looks like it. I don't know if he can be quite cool enough. I mean, like action and yes, I'm the man. I'm going to kick Gawain and Galad's butt with a staff or anything like that. But you know, he kind of looks the part. He could be fun. He has the you know, quirky bubble boy type thing. So. Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal, he's in Bubble Boy, and he was one of the gay dudes on Brokeback Mountain. I didn't see that one. Anyway, there you go.
Oh. My pick was Sean Reeves from... He was in True Calling, if anybody's seen that. And I love him from... Like, as Matt. He, to me, just embodies him so much. I did have a second pick, though. I don't know. I think that Sean Reeves would be good, but I also like Jason Doring for Matt. He just has that kind of snarkiness that I think
I did
Matt
right.
Has.
I saw the picture. The picture that I saw was that you sent me. Yeah, he definitely
that was
looks exactly
Sean Reeves. I think.
Oh, was that
yeah.
Sean Reeves? Well,
yeah.
Then Sean Reeves. I mean, he looks exactly how.
Yeah,
I would
he'd be my
that.
Number one pick for sure.
Next person, and I actually have a pick for this, and I think it's a good pick. And Ben, hopefully you didn't pick the same person, but Perrin, we're going to do next. Perrin, I have Carl Urban. If you don't know who Carl Urban is, I'll remind you. He was in three movies recently that were pretty big. First, Lord of the Rings. He was also in Doom. And,
who was he in Lord of the Rings?
Éomer.
Yes, Éomer. He was Éomer in Lord of the Rings. He was also in, right, and he was in Doom also, and I actually just saw, I kept putting it off because I heard people didn't really like that movie much. I kept putting it off, and he was in Doom. He was actually pretty good in Doom. He was also in Blade Trinity. Right? Wait, oh, no, that wasn't Carl Urban. No, he was in Blade Trinity. What movie
but
was
he,
it
he
that
was
I
in
recently?
Chronicles of Riddick?
Yes,
right?
That's the one I was thinking of. Chronicles of
Riddick. Because I haven't picked for somebody else.
Do you? Yeah, yeah. Chronicles of Riddick, that's right. I don't know who I was thinking of. So, that I mean, that's my pick for Perrin. I think he would be good.
Yeah.
That's a good pick. I completely forgot about him. He's got to be in there somewhere.
Yeah. You know, he doesn't look like he does in Lord of the Rings normally, so it's kind of hard to say with that. But, yeah, he's...
Yeah, all right, well, good. Here's my pick. My pick, I don't know... my girlfriend thought it was a perfect idea. I think it's a good idea. I mentioned to somebody else, they thought, well, I, you know, so I'm a little bit more insecure about my pick now. But I picked Hugh Jackman for Perrin. He was Wolverine in X-Men 1 and X-Men 2. He has that, he's a very talented actor. Can mm-hmm. identify with the wolves really well, obviously, because he's Wolverine.
Yes.
And I just thought he would be a good pick. He's a talented actor who could really make, bring a character to life. You know, Perrin could, you know, sort of fall through the cracks as a character because of, you know, some of the other stuff. He's, you know, he's not at all in the fifth book and just some of the stuff, but mm-hmm. I think he could really bring him to life.
I think so, too. I think that's a pretty good pick. Carrie, who do you think?
Well, I kind of picked somebody younger. This is another person that I've had in my mind for, like, a few years, so I probably should have mm-hmm. thought about it a little bit more now that he's gotten older. But Chris Klein from American Pie,
Would you believe that was that remember. Was my? I think that was probably my original pick. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Because he's I can see him being Perrin for whatever reason. He's very soft spoken, but he's a big guy, and in my mind, that's who. Yeah.
Well, that's a great pick, Gary. I'll be honest, that was one of my first picks, and then I remembered Carl Urban and had to fit him in somewhere. So, the next pick, I'll go first on this one because I think we'll get a few emails about my pick for Lan. On one of the websites that we have, they have a perfect pick for Lan. It's the actor, and I don't have his name right off the top of my head, but he's the actor from Highlander as Lan. Adrian Paul, that's it. Adrian Paul as Lan. That's not my pick, though, but that is a really good pick. My pick for Lan, and don't kill me, but I told you I just saw Doom this week, and I think The Rock would make a perfect Lan.
The Rock.
The Rock. Ooh. Yes, the wrestler.
That
the
is
Rock.
Interesting. Do you think he could be stone-faced?
Yes, I do, actually. I think he can be totally stone-faced.
Interesting.
That's
interesting.
That. Yeah,
see,
I don't know.
See, I don't know.
Maybe Adrian Paul would be a better pick. I think I'd really like to see The Rock as Lan, though. I think he could be a real tough guy when he wants to be.
Yeah, I can see him being stone-faced. I guess with the hair and stuff, maybe if he was to grow it out. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah,
I never
you can always put a wig
that.
On.
You can always
yeah,
do makeup.
Very, very creative pick yeah. there. I think that wins the most creative pick of the day.
Maybe.
As you might have noticed, as all of my picks, I pick out and I mention, I like this guy because he's a really talented actor. Mm-hmm. So I went for more of the talented actor side more than the... looking really cool and intimidating side. I actually picked Mel Gibson to be Lan because I think he could make the character more of a real character, more of a person instead of a background thing, which I think the movies would have to turn him into. Because if he doesn't talk, you know, he's hardly a character.
Yeah, true.
But if Mel Gibson does him, he can really bring him in and, you know, it took him, you know, he's an experienced actor, a talented mm-hmm. actor, could bring him to life and would, hopefully, you know, the way Hugh Jackman would do with Perrin, that I was thinking, would keep him from falling into the background and, you know, just being Moraine's lapdog, you know? Because in the first few, you know, you could think of him as that, and, you know, he might appear to be a big wuss.
Yeah.
I don't think Mel Gibson on screen ever could be considered a wuss.
I don't think
no,
so.
No,
I think so.
Actually, that's, I like that pick.
That's a great pick, too.
I
Carrie,
never really thought about, I picked Daniel Day-Lewis. But
wow.
I know. But not as recently I think of him. I think of more of, what was it, Gangs of New York, I think, and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like that, but more of him from Last of the Mohicans. When I see Last of the Mohicans, I see Lon. Sorry.
I think I
he can pull that off.
Whoops.
In my mind, that look for him, because he does so many different looks, like in his movies and stuff. But he's I like him. He's a good actor, and mm-hmm. I think that yeah, that's my pick.
How about the next one? The next one that we're gonna is going to be a fun one too. Tom. So with Tom, I mean, you have to pick an older actor. Mm-hmm. One that could be funny. Mine, I don't know, maybe this is creative pick too. But if you, he was in a TV movie recently, Patrick Stewart he had a beard on in a recent movie. And I don't know. He just went, when I saw that, I was like, he could be Tom. He could be funny when he wants to be. If you've ever seen some of his, some of his play stuff that he does on Broadway.
He was my pick too.
Is he your pick
Stewart,
too?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I love Patrick Stewart. He's very distinguished.
Right.
I think he's
right.
A great
he can
actor.
Be distinguished. And I, like I said, I saw him on TV the other day for one of a play that he's doing recently. And he could be pretty funny, too.
Yeah, he is.
Real energetic. So he can go, he has two sides of the coin, I guess you'd say. Ben, who do you think?
Mm-hmm. Well, I actually went for an older actor, and it was because of the work he did in The Saint. I picked Val Kilmer.
Wow.
I think a lot of, he certainly can be quirky and fun. He can be, you know, have those, real, I'm going to fight a fade cool, you know? So, I think, Val Kilmer.
A little craziness.
Yeah, a little bit of craziness. You know, I was thinking at first, you know, well, he just doesn't have that mustache. I was like, well, you can put a mustache on somebody. You know, you can do enough makeup with him to him look like a good Tom. And then, you know, he could bring the character to life. So that's...
You know, he was in Alexander recently, and he had a beard. Not a full beard. Not like
and they made
beard,
him look
a
lot
beard.
Older. And
yeah,
see,
look
I never saw
older,
Alexander.
It looked natural. I mean, it didn't look like it was a lot of makeup.
All right.
It validates
my pick.
That's a good one. now let's get into I think we've done enough males for right now. Let's start with some of the girls. Let's do Egwene. I'll go first. I saw a website that was sent to me, and if either of you or anyone listening has seen Phantom of the Opera, someone I have a little bit of a crush on now, right? It's Emmy Rossum. I think she'd make perfect Egwene. I really think that she could. You get down and dirty, and you know, and like real. She was also in what else was she in?
She was in The Day After Tomorrow.
The Day After Tomorrow. She was the main girl in Day After Tomorrow too.
Interesting. I'm frantically looking up this person because I don't know who it is. But I had a tough pick with Egwene. See, this is where my personal preferences came into play a little bit here. I really like the actress mm-hmm. that I had cast for Egwene. But I don't like Egwene. So it would be tough for me to put an actress I like playing a character I don't like, but I did it anyway. I picked Rachel McAdams. She's...
Oh, there you go.
She's very take charge. She can be a little snooty, but she can overall, you know, she could have that sort of hard edge with the, you know, real soft side, you know, like... Oh, like she was with Matt whenever he was going into the rings and mm-hmm. all that stuff, you know, and just that really defines Egwene for me. You know, she's yelling at him and calling him names, but she wanted to help. Rachel McAdams, she was in The Hot Chick. Yeah. She was in Mean Girls. Did you watch Mean Girls? She was.
Okay. I know The Hot Chick. I saw that one.
Yeah, and she was in Red Eye, and she did an absolutely fantastic performance in Red Eye. And
I saw that one, yep. Who do you think,
Carrie? Cool. I thought of a couple people, and I had kind of the same problem as Ben, because, well, I like mm-hmm. Egwene, but I just don't, I was going to pick Jason, your pick, but I thought, to me, this is going to sound terrible, but I think she's too beautiful to play her. That might be mean, but I actually went with Katie Holmes. That's who.
Ooh,
Katie Holmes.
There you go. Yeah.
Interesting.
That's,
interesting.
It was hard, though. It was a hard pick, but that's who I went with.
That was a tough pick, and I think the next one's going to be tough also. Nynaeve. I had such a struggle with picking someone, and I don't know if I just threw a name down or what, but I picked also from Lord of the Rings, Miranda Otto. See, and I'm still struggling with that pick. I don't know, because I don't think she could really be all that mean. You know, I mean, she was the character she played in Lord of the Rings was... I don't know if she did such a good job playing her, even in Lord of the Rings. I don't know. Who do you think, Ben? I'm still struggling with that one.
Well, it's actually cool, because I actually looked this one up on a website, and the website said the exact same one I did, so once again, validates my pick. I'm not a total freak. But I've only seen this chick in one thing. I watched her in Lost, the TV show, and It's Evangeline Lilly. She is the one who plays Kate on Lost.
Right.
So she is very unlikable in that one, but yet somewhat endearing and kind of humorous at times, and I think that's sort of Nynaeve. She definitely, like, the thing that I definitely look for in Nynaeve is someone who can do a great job during the cleansing of Sidene, because that's, like, you know, whenever she does, you know, she's so in there and she's, you know, hanging on, she's so tired, and I really think she would do a great job at that, and just, you know, she's fighting on with pure will and just has that grit and determination and raw look about her. So that's my choice.
I have to tell you, I couldn't do it. I couldn't find anybody. There were a few, I'll tell you who I thought of, but one was Rachel Bilson, I think that's her name, from the OC, but I think she's too young, like, to pull off Nynaeve. That one really stumped me, and I'm not happy with that,
too.
So I don't really want to say that's
it
my
didn't,
official.
It, yeah.
Because it just doesn't click for me, and I just can't think of anybody who does.
It's tough to find someone that is in a movie that is, like Ben said, unlikable. I think that's probably my problem with Miranda Otto. She's likable. She's not, like, unlikable, you know?
Yeah.
So how about someone that is likable? How about Elaine? I struggle with this a lot, and I ended up choosing Kirsten Dunst.
Oh, my gosh! Wow, me too!
I don't know. I think she'd be I think she could be, you know, pretty enough, I guess you would say. High on herself enough to play her. So, Ben, I guess you know. We know.
Oh, yeah. I think it's perfect. I think, one, she can be royal. She can be a queen's daughter. She can be authoritative, but she can also be nice. She's not going to go around insulting people. You know, she has the attitude that I'm in charge. I'm going to get things done, but I don't look down on you because you're, you know, a peasant. I try and help you, and I want you to love me as a person. You know, she has that that thing, and she can also be tough. I think even though she was a real wuss, in my opinion, in Spider-Man, I've seen her in other movies where she can be, you know, hey, you know, I'm standing up for myself, and this is what I think. And I think she would look really cute whenever she raised her chin.
Yeah, I never thought of her, but I can see it. I picked Kate Bosworth.
That's a great choice.
Yeah, that's just... To me, she resembles her, and I could see she hasn't done a whole lot, but she has done a little bit of everything, and I think that she could definitely pull it off a good Elaine. That's that was my pick. I like her.
The next character that we'll go through. This is another creative pick on my part. I think Avienda. I chose Mila Jovovich.
Ah, Mila Jovovich. Yes, I like her.
I think she's If you've ever seen some of her other movies, The Messenger, I think that's probably why I really chose her, because she really can battle, I guess you would say, and look convincing doing it.
Oh, yeah. Well, she was in Resident Evil. She was in The Fifth Element. She was awesome in The Fifth Element. I actually had her as, I can't even think of the person's name now. One of Fael's two ladies, the two Aiel that were with Fael. What were their names?
Bane
and Chiad. Chiad. Yes. Yeah, I had her as Chiad, actually. See, I had a big old list of characters. But anyway, my Avienda is Uma Thurman. She's...
Oh, great pick.
Yeah, she's tall. She is... I can just see her folding her legs up underneath her to sit, you know, Aiel style. I just get this very graphic thing, because, you know, she's got really long legs. She's kind of skinny. She's pretty, but she's not, like, overwhelmingly beautiful. She's definitely fiery, and she can kick your butt. And that's Avienda.
I stole mine from a website that I was looking at. And they had Keira Knightley, and they had, like, with her hair all cropped short and everything. And that's, I saw that, and I thought, wow. To me, it looked so much like her. And I could see her. She's kind of played a little bit of everything, too. So, I can't say I watched all of that movie Domino that she did last, but, she played more a tougher kick butt kind of. But I got the idea from somebody else, so it wasn't really mine.
How about Min? I chose, and I hope I pronounced this correctly, Shannon Sossaman. And I'll remind everyone who she is. She's in, I think one of the first movies she was in is A Knight's Tale. She was the leading lady in A Knight's Tale, and she was also in 40 Days and 40 Nights.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just think she has, like, the little cuteness about her to be Min.
Oh, wow, I just looked her up and I saw her picture. Wow, that's a really good pick. See, I was, like, sort of not saying anything, and then all of a sudden I saw her picture, and wow, that's very close to the picture I see in my head. Let's see, who did I write down? I can't find her on my list here. I've got a piece of paper. Is she on the other side? No, she's not. I didn't like this pick. I picked Julia Stiles. I didn't like the pick very much, but I picked Julia Stiles because she also can be kind of like what I said for Egwene. She can be very fierce, very angry, very in your face, but then on the other hand, very sweet. But she's not very action oriented. You know, she's not gonna, like, you know, fly out of the thing and, you know, start fighting fades or anything. She's a bit less of a fighter, less of a warrior, and. You know, she's got some good points to her, but I think your pick's better. I changed my pick.
I got help from my husband with Min because it was hard, but Rachel Lee Cook. And then I noticed too that
she's
picked at all the websites too. So
yeah,
I don't know if, but
I think I might change my pick again.
I had a really hard time with her, and that's what we came up with because. My husband and I we always discuss this, and best.
Yeah, it's official. I'm changing my pick again to Rachel Lee Cook. Sorry, Jason, but I really like Rachel Lee Cook.
They're both great picks. They are, and I think this one's probably going to get a lot of emails. Also, how about Moiraine? I have, and I'm pretty happy with my pick. I'm relatively happy with my pick. I think I'm going to stick with this one. I'm going to go with Kate Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, silence. Yes,
Kate Beckinsale.
In,
I'm trying to figure out who she is.
She's in a lot of movies. What was the...
Underworld?
What was the most recent...
No.
Yeah, she's in... Yeah. Yeah, that's right. She's in Underworld.
Right.
She's also in...
is that what was...
Yeah.
What's... Like, she's Serendipity? That was one of her older ones. Isn't that it?
Yeah, she was also in one with Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
Geez, what's the name of that? Where he's...
Van Helsing.
Van Helsing, yes, that's it.
Oh, right,
yeah.
Right.
And I think her look in that is exactly what I think Moiraine looks like.
I think that's pretty good, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had a really tough time because Moiraine is my absolute favorite character. And in order to get, you know, for me to pick a Moraine, it's, I mean, it's a huge honor because I love Moraine. but it was either between Sandra Bullock or Keira Knightley. I like Sandra Bullock because she's older, she's a bit wiser, she can play a bit more of the noble lady. But I like Keira Knightley because she can really kick butt, and she's a bit, I don't know, she's a bit younger and prettier, and, I don't know, has a bit more, I don't know, she does have a bit more elegance, I think, than Sandra Bullock. Sandra Bullock, you know, she's kind of tough, but I've ended up picking Keira Knightley because she's got more of the complete package. And I definitely think Keira Knightley could be an excellent Aes Sedai.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
So I go Keira Knightley.
I'm going to steal Jason's and go with Kate Beckinsale, too. Because she was somebody that I was thinking about, and it was tied between a couple, and I didn't write them down, and so I don't have the other name. Sorry. Bad
name. That's okay.
I'm terrible. But I like Kate Beckinsale. I think that she would... she would make a good Moraine. I can see the little blue gem hanging right there.
I could too. Yeah, I didn't think of that, but yeah.
Totally see it.
How about, we'll just go through a few more. Let's go with, we'll just pick one here. Let's see. How about Loghaine?
I had two people for Loghaine, because I kind of couldn't pick, but, one was David Boreanaz and Hugh Jackman.
I think Hugh Jackman is a good pick. Mine would actually be Brad Pitt for Loghaine.
Really?
What do you guys think? Yeah.
I never thought of that. Very interesting. Very interesting.
I could see him being a little crazy, being a little crazy, and then being real down to earth after, you know, in the later books or TV shows or movies or whatever you put it.
Yeah, he's older, starting to look a bit more mature. So yeah, that's actually not a bad pick at all. I did not have a Loghaine pick, but I'm scrambling to come up with one now. And if I had to come up with one, I think I would actually do... I would take your Perrin pick, and I would do Ryan Reynolds. I don't know why.
He's my Rand.
Oh, he's your Rand. Oh, never mind. Well, then I got confused. But anyway, yeah, okay. I picked him because he has the more of the image of what I see in, you know, what I see in my head. And he doesn't have a huge part. He doesn't talk very much. So.
Yeah, true.
He can look really depressed, which, you know, whenever I see Loghaine, I see very depressed, very, you know, he's been still, my goodness, so, or gentle. So, yeah.
How about, let's do a couple other fun ones. Well, we have to talk about Tam. I do not have a pick for Tam, believe it or not. I have a picture in my head of, what Tam is and who Tam is.
Really?
Do you have a pick?
Yeah, I'm surprised. I have one that I like a lot. Doesn't exactly fit the image of Tam that I have in my head, but I think he'd be just a perfect actor for it because he's old and he's tough and he's can be very, very fatherly. Bruce Willis. And it turns out, like, I had that pick before I saw him on all of the websites, and I was like, it's my pick. It's actually my girlfriend's pick. She picked it out. So props Deanna. She picked that one out, and I was like, oh my gosh, that is the absolute perfect pick. He's, you know, I think he really could do a great job as Tam. Make you cry at the very end, you know, whenever he's going away with the Trollocs, you know, and it's like Armageddon all over again.
Something just, I don't know, I just had this weird thought, like a laser beam from somewhere. I don't know. You know who really reminds me of Tam? Did either of you two see the Hulk?
Yeah.
Negative.
No, I can't think
but
of
I don't remember.
I can't. I'm sure someone knows what I'm talking about that's listening. But the person that plays the father in the Hulk, he's one of those actors that are in so many movies and you can never think of his name or think. I'm sure someone will know what I'm talking about. But that's my pick. That's who I'm going to pick for Tam.
The Hulk. Yes.
Ben, Carrie, do you have anyone that you want to talk about? Any picks that we haven't talked about yet?
Well, you know how you picked Carl Urban earlier. I picked him for Taim.
Yeah.
I think because he if you remember him from the Chronicles of Riddick, when you see him more, mm-hmm. how he is without the wig and everything from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
He's very...
With the shortcut hair.
Yeah, and the hook. Mm-hmm. He kind of has like a hook nose and... I don't know. It's, I can... That's who I see when I mm-hmm. when I see him.
All right. Well, this is my, interesting pick. We're talking about just interesting ones. We have to have a Loial. He's with, you know, us the entire time.
Goodness me. How do we forget?
Everybody forgets poor old Loial and his voice more than anything else. But John Rhys-Davies, he was the dwarf, and he was Gimli in Lord of the Rings. He was also Treebeard in Lord of the Rings, which is why I picked him, because the slow drawl of Treebeard.
Right.
And, you know, just the way he does that, I think his voice would be perfect for it. You can put makeup on him and make somebody look like anybody. So.
Oh, yeah.
Put him on stilts. Go from short to tall.
There you go. There you go. Any others that we should touch on?
Lanfear. We got to get okay. Lanfear. A lot of people like Lanfear.
Yeah.
Yeah. I chose Angelina Jolie for Lanfear.
Ah, good call. Good call. I like that pick because Angelina Jolie is widely considered to be one of the most beautiful women alive, and I happen to agree. And that's exactly my pick. My first pick was Jennifer Garner, and then I was like, no, she's just not... I don't know, she just wasn't... didn't have quite the elegance, I thought, so I'm picking Angelina.
Right.
I kind of changed my mind over the years because not really. It's so hard. Years ago, I always thought Catherine Zeta-Jones with mm-hmm. Lanfear, but now it's like years have gone on, and not mm-hmm. that she's not old by any means, but it's just I'm starting to see her like a little younger, and I think now I can't remember her name. I think it's Kristen. From Smallville, she plays Lana Lang from Smallville, and she might be a little too young, but she's very beautiful, and she's got long black hair, and I can see her maybe more when Lanfear is pretending to be Celine instead. Maybe one could be one and one could be the other, or something. But
good call.
I don't know. I'm kind of picked, but it's hard because I have a vision in my head too, but. Maybe kind of if I could mush the two actresses together and make something up. But they both can be very regal, but at the same time, I can see them being just downright evil, too. So
mm-hmm.
It's true. How about Fael? Does anybody have any good Fael picks? Because I really like my Fael pick.
No, I don't really have any picks. I saw a couple picks on websites that were good, and I guess I can't get those people on the websites out of my head.
Oh no! Oh man, I did pick a website one. Well, it's kind of cheating now, but Christina Ricci. I think would be a great Fael.
I think so too. Yeah,
I was a little skeptical about how she could do in action scenes. You know, can she really fight? Can she really? Do this, but she does. I looked through the books, and she doesn't actually fight that much. Most of her fighting is with Perrin.
Right, yeah.
So I think she'd be a pretty good one.
I changed mine, but I was thinking Eliza Dushku, but then I don't know. I think it's because I have a hard time liking Fael, so.
I'm with you.
But
I don't like Fael.
So it's hard. I changed my mind, but that's who I had originally picked anyway.
Well, I think that we've done a lot. What we're gonna do on our forums, we're each of us are gonna put up some of our picks and links to maybe some pictures to some of our picks right up on the website, which is on our forums, which you'll talk about in a little bit.
And anybody that has any questions, suggestions, comments, or just want to leave us some support, you can either email us at podcast@dragonmount.com, or for the audio questions, there's a toll-free number, 1-888-333-7690. And so if you call that number, you'll be able to leave a voice message, and we can use it on the show.
And if anyone wants to do any advertising on the Fourth Age podcast, you can email advertising@dragonmount.com. We're going to start having a little bit of advertisements in our podcast. So email at advertising@dragonmount.com.
And don't forget, next week we have the Character of the Week. The Character of the Week is back. It was postponed. It was the same one we had before. My absolute favorite character, the goddess of all Aes Sedai, Moiraine Domadred. So, is she back? Is she alive? What's going to happen with her? All of your theories, all of your ideas, think about them. I know we have to. I know I already have mine, but that's who the next one's going to be. So if you have any comments on Moiraine, any thoughts, you want to get our brains prepped up, you want us to mention your idea, email us, podcast@dragonmount.com.
Yes, also, please visit our forums. We'd love to hear from you, and like Jason said earlier, we're going to put up some information about our picks, and we'd love to hear from you guys as well. You can visit the forums by going to dragonmount.com/podcast, and then click on the link for the podcast forum.
Last but not least, let's thank everyone for all the great support, all the emails and forum questions and comments that we get on the website. Everyone have a great week. Again, my name's Jason, and we'll talk to you next week.
Good night. Take care.
Good night, everybody. Walk in the light.